a bill to increase recess time for elementary students, and today is the last day to enter the ticket lottery for the LA 28 Olympic Games, which Oklahoma will have a part in. Details on that and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Nick Daniels. State lawmakers are considering more playtime for students. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on a measure that passed the Senate floor Tuesday.
Senate Bill 1481 by Claremore Republican Ali Seyfried would double the state's minimum requirement for recess from 20 minutes to 40 minutes for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. It can be divided into two periods of 20 minutes. It also stipulates that students can't have recess taken away as a form of discipline.
States around us are at 40 minutes or 30 minutes, and as we know, recess is very important, not just for physical health of students, but mental health for students.
The bill passed the Senate unanimously and heads to the House, where Enid Republican Representative Chad Caldwell has signed on as the House author. Caldwell is the vice chair of the Education Oversight Committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
In Oklahoma, a federal judge says the state cannot intervene in a settlement between the city of Tulsa and the Muskogee Nation. Sarah Lisi has more on the dispute involving tribal jurisdiction in northeast Oklahoma.
Tulsa and Muskogee Nation officials reached an agreement about criminal jurisdiction over tribal citizens inside the reservation last June. The settlement was made to resolve federal litigation from 2023. More than a year after the lawsuit began, Governor Kevin Stitt tried to intervene, filing a motion and arguing the state is a necessary party in the case. But U.S. District Judge for the Northern District of Oklahoma, John Russell, says the state waited too long to join the fight and that the state's interests were adequately represented by the city of Tulsa. That means the settlement stands, and Tulsa has agreed not to prosecute Native defendants for municipal cases inside the Muskogee Nation's jurisdiction. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Muskogee Nation will instead be responsible for these specific municipal infractions. Oklahoma State University announced one of its graduates was among the crew members killed in last week's aircraft crash in Iraq. KGOU's Deborah Shar has more.
OSU says U.S. Air Force Major John Alex Klinner earned an MBA last year in OSU's Spears School of Business. Klinner and five others were on the KC-135 refueling aircraft that went down during an incident with another aircraft. The U.S. Central Command says the crash was under investigation, but was not due to hostile or friendly fire. I'm Deborah Shar.
The Los Angeles Olympics are more than 2 years away, but the first tickets for those summer games, including for events in Oklahoma City, will go on sale in early April. Grayson Wheeler reports today is the last day people can sign up for a chance to buy them.
Oklahoma City is hosting canoe slalom and softball for the LA 28 Olympics. Michael Burns is president of Team OKC, the group organizing the games here. He says the OKC Metro has been one of the top five cities from which people have signed up for the ticket lottery.
You know, they've had over 5 million responses globally, but domestically, Oklahoma City has been one of the top responders.
Today is the last day to join those jockeying for a chance to buy Olympics tickets. Technically, the deadline is 1:59 a.m. tomorrow, Oklahoma time. People who register for the lottery will be randomly selected for time slots during which they can buy tickets. People who live in Cleveland, Canadian, or Oklahoma counties are eligible for pre-sale time slots the first week of April. The rest of the slots will start a week later. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.